Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Senate Subcommittee on General Government Appropriations. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brannon.
Here.
Senator Altman.
He's excused.
Senator Dean. Senator Lee. Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Quorum present.
All right. Thank you. Members, before you today, you have the chairman's proposal for the fiscal year 2016-17 general government appropriations budget, proviso language, and a summary of the implementing bill provisions, as well as a detailed budget spreadsheet. I have also included right in the very front a summary of the various projects and the various departments that are there, and you can see the summary statement, which will give you a quick overview. The next thing you'll find is the chairman's proposed budget detail spreadsheet, and the color coding there is the same as the color coding on the agency request and the governor's recommendations that were put out earlier this week. And then our very capable staff has arranged it so that the proviso language is next, followed by the implementing bill. Within our allocation of funds from general revenue, the land acquisition trust fund, and other state and federal funds, the total budget is $5.5 billion, includes all of our agencies and the environmental and government operations. Our major programs, if I could hit just a few highlights, are Springs Restoration, $50 million, $82 million for Everglades Restoration, Water Projects of $50 million, Land Acquisition, $82.6 million, Land Management Support and Capital Improvements, $94.7 million. Beach Restoration, $28.1 million, and with $20 million of that recurring. Our Petroleum Tanks Cleanup Program is $125 million. Citrus Research and Greening is $8 million. Folks, don't be alarmed by that being reduced $500,000 from its last year's appropriation. The reason that reduction occurred is because the researchers came and said, Mr. Chairman, we have not used $500,000, so we're not going to ask for that $500,000. And the reason I single them out is because that's an example that I wish more state agencies, more government agencies all throughout our government would follow, being responsible stewards of the money and not just looking for more, more, more. Then we have Farm Share and Food Banks, $2 million, and our competitive procurement for the statewide law enforcement radio system replacement is $1.6 million. FLAIR, which is our state accounting system and our cash management system, the replacement of that has $9.1 million. Our fiscally constrained counties get $25.2 million, and our repair and maintenance of state buildings is almost $33 million. At this time, we do not have the detailed list of the member water projects. You might want to join me in turning your devices off, too. That was not planned, but just a little variation from the script. But I intentionally did not list the beach projects and the water projects and various other things at this point. I just wanted to put the lump sum in there because, as you're familiar with our conference process, that list can change a multitude of times between now and the final conference report. Consequently, I wanted to not have a lot of people get their hopes up only to find them dashed later on, and sometimes they can be resurgent hopes even after that. It just is a very fluid process. So I want you to know what we're thinking in terms of lump sum to begin the conference process. Folks, this has been a different year in putting this together. I especially thank Senator Brannon for his help and the other members as well. But it's been a refreshing year. Folks have come to me with requests. Nobody has come with demands. Everybody has brought justification for their request and things like that. And I appreciate very much the opportunity to work with the multitude of folks that have had input into these recommendations. I think that we have built a responsible budget, being responsible stewards. I know it's balanced, and at this time I'll entertain any questions if any of the members have any. they don't, then without any further ado, we'll have Senator Simpson move to allow staff to make technical adjustments. Without objection, we'll show that motion approved. And a motion by Senator Brannon to accept the chairman's proposal of the General Government Appropriations Subcommittee Budget, Proviso Language, and Implementing Bill as recommendations to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Without objection, we'll show that motion adopted, and we'll show Senator Margolis moves we rise.